There was like two tzaras. Vayhi darshan zvei vahai. Two lushanis. Niskayim mashak. Kosubat niskayim mashak. Kosubat peyer bismakartem shom leivecha. Shmuel oma leime. Shmuel oma leime astim legaaltim bimeas visionis akesu. Lechaloizim me homan lo fabrisit me remoy. Kanyesham lekeim limois gogu mogit. Masnita tona leimastim me kastim shmazan Daniel hananim shavazayim. Legaltim bimei homan shemaritam mod have Esther, lechaloisim bimei yvonim shemaritam shemna sadik, matzom yachon kohen gon, lechashma yvona. Lofi brisi itom bimei remoyim shemaritam beis rebi bechach medarius, keni Hashem alakeyem, leosid lovoi sheinko umbuma shalavis behem. So he brings a bunch of the three mamarim together on it. One is that Vayimei Hashverus is vay v'nehi, and then he has this makartim, and so on. So he says like this. So he explains each one kesidra. Pirish tzara techtzara ayiv mehaman. What does it mean tzara techtzara? No, it's dashing the pasuk vayhi vay and hey. It was like a tzara in a tzara. So he says, what does it mean? Was a tzara in a tzara? So he says shekach yesh lidra shloshem vayhi loshem vay v'nehi. It means a double a loshem of a double tzara. Let's explain this piece over here. So first of all, there are two connections that he's saying over here. He's first of all saying what's the double lashon? And he says it's a tzara kfula, a tzara b'tech tzara. And then he says, because Chazal are picking on the last pasuk, on the pasuk v'smakartem, which is the last pasuk of the Golas, you have to say over here that this is where the Gula started. So let's explain two connections that he has here. First of all, you find the lashon of something b'tech something else. You find it, for instance, you find a person has to be go in delas in when a person is davening. So Chazal say that you're supposed to go in a Pesach tech Pesach, you know, one Pesach and another Pesach, which is the minig wine shul. You have like a hallway, an outside hallway, and then you have the shul itself. It's built around that Chazal. The klal is like this. Lemoshel, anytime you have a mechitza between two things, even though the things are separate, even though the mechitza separates the two things, still the two things are, they have a connection because they both connect to the mechitza. So lemoshel, let's say a person is in a room, and the wall faces the outside, so he's a cut off from the outside, but the same mechitza that serves as his wall serves as the wall for the outside. So there's still some chibur, some element of kesher with the outside. When the person is in a room within a room, so that over there it means he's absolutely cut off from the outside, because his room is not outside either. I'm in the room and the room is not outside, so there's no mokum chibur whatsoever. That's why it says when a person goes to daven, he should go in a shir of tudlos, he should go in a door within a door, because that means it's completely cut off from the outside. So anytime when you have a lashon of something betoich something, it means that there's no makom chibur whatsoever. When you have a mechitza, there's a makom chibur, but the mechitza is chaitzin. When you don't have a mechitza, when there's another part after that, a double mechitza, then there's no chibur whatsoever. Anytime a person has a tsar or a tsara, and it's considered to be only one tsara, it's not the dark of tsar betoch tsara, then the pshat is that you still ki'ilu have a shaykhis with a kadosh baruch on the outside. In other words, that's when you have a hester punim of one punim. Means, like, I know the problem, and the problem can be solved. Like, here I am, there's something separating me from the solution, like the refuah is right outside, I just have to break through the wall to get the refuah. That type of matzah is one tzara. A tzara v'teich tzara means that the person himself is in a situation where there's not even a makom for Yeshua coming from someplace else. So, l'mashal, Klal Yisrael was being, they're being plotted by Haman. So normally, if, let's say, in all the goals of Klal Yisrael, most of the goals of Klal Yisrael, country A was friendly, was country A was bad to you, and then you escaped to country B, which was friendlier, or whatever. Here you were in a situation where, imagine a situation like the Holocaust, and all the countries were together. In other words, it's not the pshat, you were in a concentration camp, and then if you only escaped to America or Switzerland or wherever it was, then you would be safe. There was no place to go to. It was like somebody is in a concentration camp in Poland and running out won't help you because on the outside there'll be somebody else to get you. Klal Yisrael in times of Achashverosh, Haman was the antagonist, but they were within Malchus Achashverosh, which was all encompassing. So it was a tzara v'teich tzara. It meant that there was no makom Yeshua visible from anywhere. Now, in a matzah like that, you get it's a necha haste aste. That's the pshat of double hester. It means both in the situation we are and the context within which that is, both are bad. So where's the Yeshua coming from? Like this, a person has hope. A person says, Yeshua come from here, Yeshua come from here, Yeshua come from here. But there's no makom for Yeshua to come. So bal karchach, this is the makom where the Yeshua will come from the mahalach of the tzara itself. There are two mahalchim of gula, and this is the nekuda that it means in the maral. There's a mahalach where things are bad because we're not here or here or here. So it's like by the the malach that stood in the way of the chamor of the osan, and you go this way, you go that way, you go the other way. So sometimes the hashkacha is that tsar is the tsar, and it's pushing you one direction or another direction. It's because I should go this way, I should go that way. The person doesn't feel the intense has to pun him in those cases, but the Yeshua and the tsara are two different things. The tsara was A, and the Yeshua was B. So at the end of the process, I still have a hester upon it. In other words, the where I was going was not good. And some other Indian was where Yeshua was. So Yeshua was that America saved me. So good. So at the end of the day, the Nazis were still Nazis. And America and a country saved me through America. When you get to the end of the Mahalach, that's not a real tfisa in where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to. It's the tzara itself becomes the Yeshua. It's the place itself where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present within the tzara itself, because the tzara itself is a mahalach of refuah to bring about something. So in the matzavim of Hanoichi Hasta Aster, the as long as we're in a matzav of Hester upon him, it's a much worse scholars, because there's not even a clue as to where there could be Yeshua. Where's Yeshua going to come from? Where's it going to happen from? But when it happens, it has to happen from that place itself. That's why he says at the since Chazal are using the pasuk of the end of the Teichacha as the sort of this is what this matzav was. Bal karchach, the next step is going to have to be that from the tzara itself, that's where the Yeshua comes. I want to explain a little bit about the inyan of hipuch. And this is sort of, I guess in other words, it's a strange lashon, lashon nefach. It's a chodesh that's nefach from young to simcha and so on and so forth. it's a type of it's a strange type of the mahalach of geula. We have different lashonos for geula. So ptus and geula and Yeshua, each one is a different one. What's asher nefach? Asher nefach to us just sounds like a colloquial term. You know, it turned around all for the good. It doesn't seem to have any teichen to it. And yet, you have it used here. You have it one other place where it's used by Bilam. It says, "Vayapach Hashem Chazakol Levracha." Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kehevcha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu turned the klal to bracha. You find another area in a different area. It says when a person is does tshuva me'ava, they mishapich, that they become. The zdoinis become schuyas. What does that mean? What's the teichin of something that's being mishapich? So the oimek is, the Maral says in many places that things that are opposite means, in order for something to be truly opposite, it has to be the same thing, and it's the direction that's, for instance, let's give an example. Hot and green are not opposites because they're not the same thing. Hot and cold are opposites because they are both describing the amount of heat in a body. It's just that that cold is negative and this is positive. But we're talking about the same exact thing. When we're not talking about the same thing, you don't have hipuch, you have shinui. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishane something, then the pshat was that the original was not ritzoni yisbarach, and this is something else. So the havamina is a havamina. And it's the havamin is at the end of the process, the havamin itself is not a likus, but the maskana was HaKadosh Baruch Hu came into the picture. In a certain sense, that's a stira to achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are things in the world not l'ritzoinei, not toiv, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow gets around. Hipuch means that it's hainu hach. And the question is where it's going to. And when you go on a globe, for instance, wherever you're going to, you're going to come back to it. In the Anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he brings things to... The Ramchal explains, and this is the oimek of his amana of Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says there are two Anhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's Anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's called Mishpat, which means we have choices. The world has good, the world has bad. We can choose. If we choose good, we are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we bring the Gula closer. If we choose bad, we go off, we stray off. And that's our Avodah. Our Avodah is in that world of Bechira. So there is Tov and there's Ra, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's Hefer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's up to us to choose which way, and so on and so forth. He says there's a deep Anhaga, which he calls that Haga Yichud, which means everything in the world is going towards its destiny, which is the ticket of the world where it's supposed to be. We have a choice to be that we can do it by driving the car or by being driven, but it's getting there. And the question is, if we drive, it'll get there shorter, and it'll get there quicker and less painful, but everything will come to its soif mahala, it will work its way out. Ra will be mahala itself, it's built into Ra mahala itself, and Toiv will regrow again, whether we're part of it or not part of it. So in the Mahalchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Hipuch means seeing the Seif Pasik of the Mahalchim themselves. That's what the Maral means. At the end of any time in the middle of the Klolos, and this is a mimic of what he says in a sentence. The Klolos, any point in the Klolos, there's an exit to get off. Listen, you're going the wrong direction. Get off. It's like a GPS keeps recalculating if you go a different route until you get there. So at every point of the way, a klolos says you're doing bad, and get off and do good. The end of the klolos takes you to where Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. It's through a derech of Yisurim, through a derech of Tsar, and so on. But the Teichacha is, it's a road to take you to the ultimate tikkun through one mahalach of Imloy Biat Chazakamatechem, and it's a warning post every single exit, get off and take the good route. But when you get to the end, that becomes this hafich l'tayif. It's as if you've circled the whole beltway. It's like you have to go to the exit next to you, and you went the other way, you'll get there. Take a bit longer, take a few hours, but everything leads to the same place. The question is just how you're going. So atzara means you've reached a point where the Yeshua is not going to come from the outside anymore. It's going to have to come from internally, because there is no outside anymore. As long as there's a country next to Madai that's okay, the Yeshua is to run away there, to get that king against him. When everything is surrounding you from all sides, and there is no place to go to, so Bal Karchach, this Mahalach is going to be the Toiv at the end. Because, and there is such a Mahalach, in the last Pasuk of Teichacha, the next Pasuk is HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking back Haisro. That's the next step. After the end of the whole Teichacha, Bal Karchach HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us back. I want to say over something that somebody said over my house, actually, the Shmuel, the Chassid, said when he said over the Ishbitzer. It's such an apropos word. He said, by the Yeshua Christ came when Yosef said, Ani Yosef. He said, let's take a look, where was Kaiser holding at the time? He said, the pride and joy of the world had been destroyed. He said, Reuven was doing tshuva, Shimon Levi were locked up, Yehuda was about to lose two halakim in Olam Haba, Yaakov Avinu was devastated because Yosef was gone, Binyamin was torn away from his father. So Kaiser was sashmetet. He said, with the words Ani Yosef, it changed. Said, but it's not the pshat that Yeshua came. Nothing happened. What happened was they realized what had happened. They realized that this whole mahalach, which had led them to the bottom, had actually led them to the top. In other words, what had to change in that matzav was there was nothing that could rectify the matzav except from the matzav itself. The herring that the matzav is a different matzav. And those type of golos and Klal Yisrael carry that type of midah. So the midah being mehapech is kasha kilu kol haklolos. Ulekach achashveir shemecharim lahaman hu atzmi nefach aleim letoy. Okay, next piece. He says, ve'oma loy me'astim apirisek ki nirmaz v'kosev yamigil azayis. K'may shenema loy me'astim loy ge'altim. Shediba hakosev arba malchis elus. Elu shall you mistagdim for even the gamli Israel, so you can moisim. Babushia kavanos and matis Israel. This piece here is we've seen in their mitzvah by Richus. He says where Klal Yisrael is the Dalad Malchias are the four different isnagdias that are shayach to Klal Yisrael. We won't be mayrach here. By isnagdias Arabic because one and each tzad shall you mistagdim so you should ikah. So the lashon of the dalit over here is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu saved Klal Yisrael from each one of these dalit malchis. Avul masnita tano, elu dalit sheniske bekosu and kenege dalit malchis. Ve'omer, it says as following: Lo me'astim shemarti Hananya Mishael v'Azaria, ve'oyme shemarti lohem. What does that mean? So the lashon of the lashon, the way it said is, there were four malchias, difficult malchias, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu saved them. Fine. The lashon, the brayse is shemariti lohem Daniel Hananya Mishael v'Azaria, shemariti lohem Mordechai v'Esther, shemariti lohem Chashmonai, and so on and so forth. What is the brayse adding? I mean, the main point is there were four malchias that were mates of the Chayisro, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu saved them. What's the adding of this? So he says like this. So he says like this. It's a similar point in a way to the previous point, just much more limited. If a Yeshua comes from the outside, Klal Yisrael had a tzar and a Kadosh Baruch Hu saved them. That's not that a Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't leave them. It's a tzedakah. Kadosh Baruch Hu did something for them and helped them, and that's that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maimed in every golos anoshim gdoilim means that when you talk about big people, when you talk about anoshim gdoilim, it's a certain gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shechina within Klal Yisrael. In other words, Chanan Yisrael and Zayah weren't outsiders that came and helped. Klal Yisrael produced in Malchus Bavel. Klal Yisrael in Malchus Bavel produced Chanan Yisrael Vazaria. Klal Yisrael in Malchus Paras produced the Mordechai and Esther. So the pshat is, the Leia Zafte means that the Shechina was still with them. It's not an outside stucker, so to speak, that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maftiach not to be Chal Klal Yisrael, or whatever, it's Rachmanis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, big neshamas of that darg, it's a pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu threaded the door, so to speak, with these big people. Each door is megala something, just like when we look at, and this is an important nekuda in understanding Doros of Klal Yisrael. Each door in Klal Yisrael has its sesionos. The big people are not mikra. In other words, just happened to be this person was a tzaddik in this door, and he was in Golos of Spain, and he was in Golos of Europe, and he was in Golos of this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu produces the mahalach of the Golios brings about in Klal Yisrael chidushim l'toiva. In other words, Golos Yavon produced Chashmonoim. Golos Paras produced Mordechai and Esther. And b'meila, it's a simon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't leave them go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't moyes them, was girl them, because you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu within Klal Yisrael produced something big. And the Yeshua came through that person. It wasn't as if the Yeshua came from an outside thing, but Klal Yisrael produced it, the nekuda it needed to be mafkia itself from the gods. I once said it says by on a Marishan, a few places Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed on the Marishan dor dor bedorshov, and so on. And then it says one place it says, I think in Taras Kanim, the lashon is yes for dor dor bedorshov dor dor v'chamsonov and gazlonov. I think the lashon is he also wanted to see the bear of each dor. And the Shaila is made a lot of a reason he wanted to see the Manhigim Radar because he wanted to see who would take care of the world, whatever. But what was the Pshat? He wanted to see the Be'er of each door, the Chamsonim, the Gazlanim. The Pshat is, it's each door, it's the toiv in each door is produced partially by the Ranit. In other words, each Nekud of Nisoyen is a Hechetimtza to be moiled another type of neshama, another type of godless. And the door's accomplishment, the door of Tanoim is the door of Tanoim, the door of Marim, even though not everybody was a Tanoim, everybody was a Marim, many people were Amaratzim. But the door, the accomplishment of the door of Tanoim, Marim, the door of the Rambam, the door of Rashi, each door produced, the godl that they produced, the Gdolna produced, was the nekuda of that door. It's an HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought in each matzev of Hester brought about the particular nekuda that had to come out. And that's why the Braises says each HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the castle, each door produced something big. V'yesh HaTumayah says Mashomei Tzomachos V'viyah Shemavta Meis Revi V'chach Medoris. What does that word V'chach Medoris? Chloe Chacham does Gamisha Malchus. Mele, if you say ready, so you list somebody. Chacham is generic, Gedolim. So every door has his Gedolim. Chloe Chacham does Gamisha Malchus. That's one. And that's why Chalam Shav Zayi were Mekadesh Shmoy, that they weren't Oved Avodah Zarah. Malchus Shnia was Achashverus, and he gave Haman to be Shefech Dom V'Laharag Oysam. Ki Shefech Dom V'Adam V'Adam Dom V'Yishofech. Ovnei Shechot V'Shfichas Dam V'Olem O'Inesh V'Nitzoy L'Adei Mordechai. So that's Shfichas Domim. Where was he the opposite? Shei Rotsi L'Roiv Echot. Doi V'Toi V'Doi V'Shol L'Amoy. Then he says, I want to skip through it because I want to get to the end over here. And then in May Yevonim, he says, there was a special union of Arayas that called Psulu Kavshu Kanes Lachupati and Ifelas. And that he says, there were Nitzel Adi Chashmanoi, Ubanab, they were Kanem Doylem Kadoshim and Arayas. Skim this down, it goes through the Yonim here. And then he says, when we pnei kichum shalbai sheni, hai vishul chet sinas chinam, in other words, the Keneged Sinas Chinam was a door of Chachamim, like it says, Talmid Chacham Amar B'Sholom Bo'olam. We've seen when we learned in Al Yishur, when he speaks about the Rambam, he quotes that Chachamim are called Chaverim because their society is built on loyalty and goodness. That's why he said it's not the door of Bayasheni, the doors after Bayasheni had to be not only a big person like a Bein HaKadosh, but the ability to have a chaver of Chachmei Doros. Ukmoi shemichon kol echad liyos ezi Yisrael lohagna leh min hachet, kach hemit Chachmei Doros lohagna leh Yisrael min chet Bayasheni shoy eschin eschinam. So he says that just explained the Chazal, that the Hamada for each door, the Gadol in each door was Keneged the Yetzirah of that door. And that's one of the things that when we look back in perspective of Doiris and Klal Yisrael, the Gadol was somebody that was B'miyuchad Oymed Keneged whatever Inya was that needed a Chizuk. And he adds his point here that Klal Yisrael in its in Bayasheni, since the Sinas Chinam was the Avera, they had to be maimed not just a Gadol, but a Tzura of a Chabura, of Chaburas Anashim, that their Chabura is a Chabura of Toiv, of Avas Chaver. Okay, hold it.